Hebrews chapter 3. Therefore, holy brothers, who take part in the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him who appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his household. B. Because this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, just as he who has built the house has more honor than the house, because every house is built by some man, but he who built all the NGS is God. A. ND Moses truly was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken afterwards, but Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope for Malai until the end. Therefore, Ray, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation, in the wilderness, when your forefathers tempted me, prove, D me, and saw my works fort, why, years. Therefore, I was grieved with that generation and said, they always err in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, anger, judge, meant, they shall not enter into my rest. T A K D B R Otha R S. Lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living. Go D. But encourage one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the dis I fullness of sin, because we are made pa artak ears of sh wrist, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast until the end. While it is said, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts, as in the provocation, because some, when they had heard, p provoked God, thou gh not al el who came out of Egypt by Moses, but with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with those who had sinned, whose dead bodies fell in the wilderness, and to whom he swore that they should not enter into his rest, but to those who did not belie ve? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief,